First of all, I can say that there are too many speculation, and this thing make me think a lot. Yes, I spoke with Nicola Salerno. I can say that Nicola Salerno is still the sport director of Leeds United. He didn't resign at all. Now he is in Italy, but just because there was the Easter holidays, and he spent some days in Italy with his family. But he has not resigned at all. Yesterday, I called him because we speak a lot of times, and I told him, "Oh, Nicola, what is this thing that on Yorkshire Evening Post there is a speculation, a rumor that Cellino would have said that you have resigned?" He told me, "Oh, I am surprised by it because by now I didn't make any move, any official move. I am still the sport director of Leeds United until I didn't receive any any communication." But he didn't resign. This is 100%. He didn't resign, and he is very surprised from what is happening, even by what Cellino declared about the offense of Steve Thompson to him. It's a very strange situation, in my opinion. I can say that there is something that maybe Cellino is planning. I tried even to speak with Massimo Cellino, but yesterday he was unreachable, I think, from everyone, because he is still in Miami. And Nicola Salerno told me that he's waiting for him to come back to understand. He himself has to understand what is happening in Leeds United, because Nicola Salerno himself doesn't understand what is happening and what are the plans of Massimo Cellino. Another thing that I can say is that another speculation that was in these days was that Massimo Cellino could be interested in buy Parma in Italy. And Nicola Salerno told me that this rumor said there is nothing true in this. Massimo Cellino is not interested in Parma. This is for sure.
What's the relationship between Salerno and Cellino like at the moment? Have the pair fallen out?
Very good question. As you know, I think you know that Massimo Cellino and Nicola Salerno are a solid team. They are together from a long time. They worked together in Cagliari for a lot of years. When Cellino came to Leeds United, it was in some way automatic that Nicola Salerno came with him. And until yesterday, I suppose that Nicola Salerno would have been forever the sport director of Massimo Cellino in Leeds or wherever he would go. I can say that from yesterday, I'm not so sure of this. I think that something between Massimo Cellino and Nicola Salerno could go not so well, I can say. And I think that in their relationship, there is some problem for sure, because Nicola Salerno told me that he wants to do the best for Leeds United. As we know, he has worked a lot to find new players, to find to build a new structure, I can say. He told to me that some premises are going bad now, and he wants to understand what is happening with Massimo Cellino, because he didn't have a chance to clarify with him, and he's waiting for him to come back to England, to UK, I think, to speak with him face to face and to understand to plan to understand what is happening.
I think the difficult thing, Ema,
yes.
Certainly when you read some of the tweets over the last sort of like 24 hours from Leeds fans, and you get the feeling that they just don't know what to believe anymore, because they're hearing one thing from one side, one thing from another side. Then there's talk of takeover here. It's just, I think they don't know who to trust anymore. What would you say to Leeds fans after you've spoken to Nicola Salerno? What should they believe?
I think that the situation is a bit difficult now. What I can say to Liz Fan, I don't say to them to trust me because I'm not a prophet, but I can say that for sure I spoke with Nicola Salerno and he is very involved in Leeds United, but now he's a bit disappointed of what is happening. I can say a private thing to you, even if we are not in a private in a private media. I can say that the last words Nicola Salerno told me yesterday were, please stay close to me. Tell to all these fans to stay close to me. Don't give up me. I think now he's a bit disappointed of what is happening by Massimo Cellino, because he thought that with Massimo Cellino he could have worked together a lot for a long time, and now he doesn't understand the behavior of Massimo towards him. So he feels a bit sad. His voice was sad, if I can say it. But he is very determined to go on, I think, if Massimo Cellino wants him to remain the sport director. Now the key to understand what will happen is the decision of Massimo Cellino. But in my opinion, even Massimo Cellino is not sure what will happen. I think that maybe he has spoken with someone, with some possible buyers, and he is trying to understand if for him it's good to sell the club or to keep on with the club, maybe with another management. I don't know. Massimo Cellino is a very particular man. I think you know it. He changes his mind a lot of times. In this month, in these weeks, a lot of times we have spoken about it, and I told, oh, Massimo Cellino will sell. They, oh, Massimo Cellino will not sell. It's not because I'm not schizophrenic. It's that he changes his mind a lot. I don't know if he changes his mind a lot or if he tells a lot of things different just to divert the media and the press. Maybe sometimes there are just jokes from him. What can I say to Leeds fans is that they have to wait, to be calm, that because their director is working for them, is still working for them to plan the future. But all the future, the decision are in the hands of Massimo Cellino. So I think we have just to wait for him to come back from Miami. And then in the end of May, I think he will be able to be again the president of Leeds United. And then we will understand what are his plans.
Ema, you've told us that Cellino will not be buying Parma. What is he working on at the moment? And do you think he will return to Leeds at the end of his ban?
I think so. I think he will come back to Leeds for now, because he doesn't have so hurry to even to sell the club. I told you that it's not sure that if he wants to buy or not, because only he knows it. But even if he wanted to sell, he has not hurried to sell the club. I think that from what will happen to Massimo to Nicola Salerno, we will understand a bit better what will happen to club. I try to explain. If really he will decide to resign Nicola Salerno, it could be a clue that he has a buyer, because maybe a new buyer could have told to him to put someone else as director, to have some trusted man by the new buyer that could rule the transition. If Nicola Salerno remains, I think it could be a clue that Massimo Cellino still wants to remain to lead the club.